opposition is Chris.
Hey, Chris is Ralph in?
He does not work here anymore. Who's this?
No wonder I can't get a hold of him. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. I do have an updated cell phone number with him, with me, I guess.
Oh, no, it's fine. I was just trying to get a hold of whoever took over for him down there at the, you know, the shop for him.
This is him.
Perfect. How long has that been?
I've been in there. It was 2 years in August. Well, I guess, yeah, no, 2 years coming up here in October, I guess.
Oh, nice. So you're coming up on that mark then, huh?
Yeah, slow but sure.
How's it been running for you so far?
We have been quiet.
Well, why is that? Is it just kind of a line of business, or?
Oh, the whole slowdown in the oil field right now. Everybody's watching costs, everything else. So.
Right, and with the election and all that too.
Yeah, everybody's just kind of holding on, waiting for the prices to come back. So, I mean, we've gotten a few jobs here and there, but it hasn't been like it was.
Right, right, definitely. Yeah, I've been hearing that quite a bit, actually. But, yeah, I was actually just trying to clean up a file I had here with Ralph. It looks like he was trying to bring on some capital and equipment before he ended up handing over the reins to you. Just wanted to, you know, touch base and see how it was going since you were running it.
Been going good. I don't know why he would be. He's trying to raise some money or what?
Oh, no, this was an old file we had here, just an old one I was trying to clean up here with Mark. I know it's, you know, coming up on the end of the week right here, but, yeah, just wanted to circle back around with you guys, see if you guys might be in need of any additional funding, maybe any equipment or, you know, any capital for those jobs, anything like that.
We're in pretty good shape as far as it goes.
Well, that's good to hear. Do you guys, you know, have anything coming up for next year maybe, or?
As far as it goes, I don't really know. We're just kind of going by the seat of our pants right now. You know, I mean, you know, we can always use money for equipment and stuff, but I mean, at the same time, it's one of them deals where we're just kind of hanging out here as the jobs come in, as we make money to spend, as we get paid off, up the inventory when we can.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. I mean, a lot of people definitely use that capital for that kind of reason, too, I mean, even in situations like that, so, yeah, kind of why I wanted to circle back around and see how everything was going for you guys, but.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, I think, I mean, as far as it goes.
That's good. Maybe a good time to check back in on you guys, or is it just something whatever comes up?
Yeah, whatever comes up. What company did you say you were with?
I'm with Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, do you maybe have an email? I could shoot over my info to you. That way, whenever something comes up, you can get back to me.
Yep, it is. You got a pen and paper?
No, I'm on my computer right now, actually.
Okay, it's Chris C. That's K-R-I-S C.
Uh-huh.
At slawfishing.com.
Slawfishing.
G-H. G-H.
Perfect. Were you looking to maybe like change up the name or anything since you took over, or keeping it with Slaw?
I'm just the guy in charge of the North Dakota office. The bosses are still the same.
Oh, I gotcha. How many companies do you guys have?
Well, we have one company as far as it goes, but the actual Jim Slaw is the owner in charge.
Oh, okay.
Ralph is just in charge of the North Dakota office. I'm just a paid employee just as much as Ralph was.
No, I see. I just had him down as a contact, so I just wanted to clear that up real quick. But, yeah, so, you handle the financials down there for you guys then?
I don't. It all goes through the corporate office. And I can actually give you the number for them, too, if you want to give them a buzz.
Yeah, yeah. What is it, actually?
It is 435.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 435-781.
Uh-huh.
1661.
661. Perfect. What is it you guys do down there? Are you like a fish hatchery or?
No, we're actually downhole fishing. We fish lost tools, tool recovery in the oil field.
Oh, okay. The name goes.
The rigs get stuck or whatever happens, we go in and try and get them back on track. Or downhole, they nail the hole. Fishing out.
Different kind of fishing there, huh?
Yep. You got to take what you think of fishing and go completely opposite.
That's what I was just going to say.
Yep.
All right. Well, give him a call. Thanks for your help, Chris. Have a good weekend, man.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.